Diva Mary Kate, 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 Diva Mary Kate. Welcome to Diva Spot, 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 welcome to Diva Spot. You're tuned in to that on the spot diva from east to the west coast. Her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay. Mary Kate, Diva Mary Kate, Mary Diva Mary Kate, Mary Diva Mary Kate, Mary Diva.
Blessings and salutations, kings and queens. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio each and every Monday on the Mommy Mob Show. I will be your host, and we are definitely going to get it in today. Yeah, of course, you guys know Mommy Mob is not just for the moms, but it's for the men too. So if you're a parent, you can come in here and chime in on our topic today. Call us up at the show at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. Press the one button to be heard, and you can catch me on Periscope right now, and I'm broadcasting live on Periscope. Just search Diva Ebony B or either Diva Spot ENT and you will find me there. So let's go ahead and get to the topics. Mommy Mom, we're going to get to this topic of your child saying, "Mommy, read it again." One of the best parts of the day with a preschooler is spent time snuggled up and reading, and there are endless pictures and books and perfect at their age. Having them in that stage is a really, really good time, especially if they're picked up reading and they like it. Because there's a few things that's happening for these children when they're constantly, when you're constantly rereading these people. And hi to everybody that's joining on Periscope. You can tune in live to the show here, or you can call into the show at 347-989-0302. But we're going to talk about a few things that happens when we constantly reread these books to these children. And I know you're like, oh, my God, you want me to read this again? I'm so tired of reading this. But there are benefits in rereading books to your toddler. I have a two-year-old, and she has this one particular book, of course, Five Little Monkeys. She wants to read this book over and over and over again. And also, she likes to listen to the song on this app on my phone. I can't think of it right now. That's sad. But anywho, I'll think of ABC Mouse. That's what it is. I have ABC Mouse on my phone, and she constantly goes to one particular song and listens to it over and over and over again, as well as she wants me to read the book. Now, with so many choices that she has, that she can go through the ABC Mouse app or she can go through her room and her books, it can, you know, it started to feel a little bit frustrating. And yes, we get bored when, you know, when your child wants to read the same daggone book over and over again. But indulge in your child. Indulge them as long as you can bear it. Now, this is what happens when you reread a story to a child. Rereading helps your child absorb new lessons, and it fuels their confidence too. So one of the best parts about the best parts of the day with a preschool is time spent snuggled up and reading. But it once it builds their confidence, and rereading it to them, they're going to start to recognize that part in the story. And when it comes up, they're going to be like, oh, man, I know what's going to happen next. And they get excited. And this helps them with their language as well. Now, I was very happy to have got this email in it, and this topic came from babycenter.com. I've been using babycenter.com when I was pregnant with my daughter after I had her, and it tracks your child's progress, which I think is pretty cool. And it gives you little tips and tricks, and it says, oh, your child is 18 months, or your child is 2 now, and these are the things that you can look forward to. And this article that I'm getting this information from, I actually took it out of babycenter.com. And shout out to everybody on Periscope, too. You can ask me questions while you're there. I can answer them while I'm live on the show. Or you can just call into the station at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. So I was talking about this babycenter.com. I used them, guys, when I was pregnant. And it was really, really informative through my process of being pregnant, even up to her being 2 years old and her development right now. And some of the things, you know, I have a 13-year-old son and I have a 2-year-old, so there's a really big gap there. And it's like, okay, a lot of stuff has changed since he was 2, so we got to kind of keep up with the times, which is fine. And our children are investments, so we want to keep up with the times. A big shout out to everybody on Periscope. If this is your first time here on my Periscope, just put 1,000 in a comment and make sure you follow me. And I want to see what you guys are doing. Anybody got any kids in the Periscope, let me know. But I got this article that came to my email. I get these emails like 2 or 3 times a week. And it tells me about some of the things to look for with my 2-year-old. So when I was talking about rereading helps your child to connect the words she or he hears with the pictures he sees. So I know it can get a little bit boring and a little bit frustrating, like you want to read this again, but it's helping them to connect when they're rereading. We want to do that. We definitely want to do that. And I think it's important. And this is an important kind of pre-reading that will be useful skills in a few years when your child learns to read. Hearing the same sentences again and again helps them decode grammar. So if they're hearing this over and over and over and over and over again, it's helping them to decode their grammar. And we know how important it is for their motor skills and their speech development. So sometimes we may have to do that. Now, let me check the phone line, too. You guys can call me up, 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. One of the things that I will say for those parents is like, man, I really got to read this all over again. You can incorporate that same book or something similar to that book with music. Music still is still a great thing for the children, because we know that young children and even the older children, they learn through rhythm. So that's something to keep in mind, you guys. We're going to go ahead and take a music break and come back and talk more on this topic. I want you to call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. I'm going to get into some Austin Alina with the song Dreamer. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to the Mommy Mom Show each and every Monday. Let's do it.
Man, aka Johnny Bang, and when I'm out west, I'm rocking to the sounds of DJ Wizlam.
Welcome everybody on my Periscope. I appreciate you being.
Get out of Papa for Dallas. He was only 13, just to look out. down on the counter. First he started off small, couple pills of now he thinking he should go out on the block and see if he could get poppin'. It was tired of going in for just a little bit, She fell in love with the ballers and bottles. He fell in love with the Glock and the Glock, now he totin' them choppers. Kinda just seem like nobody else wanna be lawyers and doctors. Nowadays everybody else is tryna be dealers and models. Just a thought, I guess that's how it goes. So hot for them singles, 20 for her to get naked. Money she see for the tank, she gonna take it. Been dancing so long, she don't know when she'll be graduating. Fresh on the talent, she tripping. She telling them to stop hating. 3 years later, boy grows into a man. Got a pocket full of money, 9 million in his hand. Mama praying, trying to make him understand. Said they just wanna put him in a system. It's too late now, he convicted. She fell in love with the ballers and bottles. He fell in love with the Glock and the Glock, now he toting them choppers. Kinda just seem like nobody else wanna be lawyers and doctors. Nowadays everybody out here tryna be dealers and models. Just a thought, I guess that's how it goes. And it's all you know. And you ain't a dreamer.
It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and we back up in this thing. You're now tuned in live to the Mommy Mom Show each and every Monday. Y'all know how we get down. Call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. And you can catch me live right now on Periscope. All you got to do is go to Periscope and search Diva Ebony B. Again, that's Diva Ebony B. Or you can just search Diva Spot ENT, and I'm live on air. We're talking about our toddlers today. Now, no, of course, we know it's important for us to spend time and invest time with them. A big shout out to all my Facebook people. Let me show some Facebook love real fast, because I see you guys reposting and resharing and commenting, and I love you for that. So big shout out to Latrice. Latrice, I see you. I see her definitely on the field with her hosiery and formation. You better work, girl. She's an awesome mom and businesswoman, too. Who else here? We got Mike Brown. Big shout out to Mike Brown. We definitely see you. Thank you for the share. Big shout out to Ing G. I appreciate the share. Big shout out to Napoleon York. I definitely appreciate you guys. I definitely appreciate the share. But we're talking about our towers right now. We're talking about our young children. And thank you guys for the hearts on Periscope. You can continue to give me hearts. But we're talking about our young children and how important it is to invest in them and come into their world and spend some time with them and those guys. And we want to pick up good habits. Good habits for our children. We want to pick up good habits, and one of those good habits is reading. And I know it can get boring sometimes, and it can get, you know, it really can get boring, and you can really be like, listen, I don't feel like reading that book one more time, or you kind of dread the fact of you going back in there and or going back into their room to have to reread a book. But there are benefits in rereading. To your child, you want to spend quality time with your kids. This is quality time that you are spending with your kids. And I'm not just talking going there and skipping over a book a few times. No, I'm really talking about spending real quality time with your kids. Turn your phone off. Just don't have no interruptions, because this is the time that you are taking to invest into your child. I mean, it's so important. And big shout out to all the people on Periscope. I see you guys. I love you for the love. I love you guys for the heart as well. Well, let's talk about good habits. Let's talk about good habits that we can pick up. We want our children to have good habits, and we want them to be productive. And big shout out to everybody on Periscope. Hello. Put your name in there and where you're from. I want to know where you're from and if you got kids. So we definitely want our kids to have good habits. You work very hard to teach them, oh, you know better than that. You know what you're supposed to be doing. But are we having good habits and good time management and showing things that reflect so they can mimic in a good spot? Like, are we really putting in the time for our kids to mimic? Because they're sponges. They're sucking up everything that we're doing. Every day, they're watching and say, okay, yeah, I've seen mommy do that, I've seen daddy do that, I've seen sister do that, I've seen brother do that, and I'm going to repeat the thing. But step one, let's talk about good habits as far as routine. Getting up on time, being organized, and even when we get out, ready to get out, we go out the door in the morning. Organization is a good habit that we want to teach our children from young, from little. Little, being organized. That's very important, because that's going to help them later on. Then another good habit that we can teach our children is being a team player. Let's teach them to be a team player. Let's teach them to work together. Instead of like fishing them out the living room or fishing them out the kitchen when we cook in. You know, moms, let's try to incorporate these kids and let them help with some of the chores. Because that's what they're there to do. They want to help. They want to help us. They want to feel like a big girl. They want to feel like a big boy. And it is our job to make sure we're putting in that quality time with them and building them up. Because it's step by step. And sometimes we laugh and giggle because we're like, oh, you're too little to do that, baby. And you're going to hurt yourself. But we have to start helping them with getting healthy habits and good habits. Another good habit, if you're not eating healthy. And right now I'm talking to moms. I'm talking to the mothers and the wives right there. Because most likely we're the ones that's cooking the meal. Or we're the ones that's preparing the meal. And it's okay. I'm not saying it ain't okay for you to have your little cheesecake here. Or whatever type of cake that you like. Or have a big cheeseburger from time to time if that's your thing. But having healthy habits and practicing good habits is going to benefit your child as they grow older and grow into the wisdom. Good habits is so important. And then and teach our children good habits. We got to check ourselves sometimes. But some of us have some really bad habits that we pass on to our children. Smoking is a bad habit. Drinking is a bad habit. Lack of communication. You know, all types of stuff that we pass on. Wouldn't we want to spend good stuff into our kids rather than having them struggle and bubble all life? Who has time for that? Who wants that? None of us do. Now, I'm going to go through one more good habit, and then we're going to take another music break on this thing. The next good habit I will talk about. Now, we talked about organization as far as a good habit. Then we talked about healthy eating is a good habit. And we talked about being a team player. These are three good habits that that we just talked about. But then the next good habit I want to talk about is being honest. Because a kid will lie in a 2.5 seconds, especially when they get themselves out of trouble. But we're going to talk about that when we come back from this music break. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to the Mommy Mom Show. Call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. We're going to go into a music break with some Marcus Allen. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B.
Shake ya. You're nothing like them other girls from where I'm from. You're a different kind of girl, you give me more. Baby, you ain't gotta wait for nothing. All I need is your time, girl, I'm all in. Girl, there's something about you that I can't explain. And you know your sexy body's driving me insane. All the time we wasted, I'm so glad we made it. There's no contemplating, I'm all yours. Just think that I'm crazy, I think you're amazing. Love our conversation, give me more. There's no hesitation, excuse my impatience. Don't be afraid, embrace it, you're all I want. Baby, you ain't gotta say a word, cause you know exactly what.
Diva Ebony B, and now tuned in to the Mommy Mob Show each and every Monday, 3 p.m. on the West and 6 p.m. on the East. We are talking about our beautiful, beautiful seeds on today. And we're talking about our seeds and their reading skills, their language development, their motor skills, how important it is for us to keep going, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, and doing things verbatim for them. I know it may seem a bit much at times, like, Lord, do I have to read this child this book one more time? Do I have to listen to this song one more time? Do we have to do this over and over again? Yes, there are benefits to listening to a song or doing something over and over again because it's teaching them this lesson. And, you know, when you do something over and over again, you start to master the skill. And that's what we want our little ones to do. We want them to master the skill. We want them to be able to, you know, just small things. We want them to be able to, even starting with putting on their shoes. But everything has to be in routine. When I'm coming back, when I get off of work or wherever I'm going, I pick my little one up and we're in the car, I had to correct one of my bad habits because I used to just be listening to music submissions that I'm getting from the show or whatever, but some of that music was not appropriate for her. So what I did is I went to Pandora and I put on the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse because she's two, of course. But I put on the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse song for her, and that's her station for however long I'm in the car. She knows when I pick her up from childcare that I'm going to give her big hugs when I greet her. I'm going to smile. I'm going to love on her. I'm going to tell her how proud I am of her. That's another good habit, is building up these children. Let them know how proud you is of them. Love on your kids. Show them just so they can hear it. You know, they need to hear it. Hug them. They need it. A lot of times we make the joke and say, oh, that child need a hug, or that man need a hug. No, it's filling the field. They do need a hug, and we do need to give them a hug. Sometimes we need to hug our own damn self, and that might help too. But she knows when I pick her up, for that amount of time that we're going to be in the car, that radio station or whatever I'm playing on Pandora is going to be for her. And that's how it happens. And it's a routine. Because now when we get in the car, she's looking for you to be to ride home. In routine. So even with the music that we're playing, and then when she's watching the television or on an app on the phone, she can identify it. It's how light up. You're like, wow. They light up, and you want to know, the child is lighting up because they're excited, because they know that song, they know that part. They can identify these characters. And then when it's time for them to start reading, they can bring it, the music and the picture together, and then and that teach them a lesson right then and there. I think it's very important. It's vital. So big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live right now. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. And now tune in live to the Mommy Mom Show each and every Monday, 3 p.m. on the West and 6 p.m. on the East. We talking about our toddlers. If you got kids, little kids, big kids, small kids, call me up. You want to give a shout out, 347-989-0302. Press the one button to be heard. Again, that's 347-989-0302. Press the one button to be heard. I want to hear from you. We're getting these. It takes a village, y'all. It takes a village. And of course, I'm going to use my platform for us parents to come together and talk about what we need to talk about when it's coming to these kids. Go to the call lines and get some love. You can see me on Periscope. Now tune in live. Diva Spot Radio with Diva Ebony. What's your name and where you calling from?
Well, it's good. It's Zaniah from Chicago. How are you?
Zaniah, hey, Wayne. Welcome to Diva Spot. I'm so glad you're
well,
up in my
good.
Mom.
I haven't heard you live in a minute. I was like, wait, she's live? Is that a recording? Hell yeah. Let me go ahead and call her real quick.
Yes, I am live, baby. I've been having a lot of stuff going on. We've been syndicating this show in other states, and you know, we got a lot of great people that we work with, but I miss being live. So the pre-recorded shows is coming, dwindling down, but I'm here live. But tonight, holla at me about this topic right here. And big shout out to everybody on Periscope. Love you for the heart, Zaniah.
Of course. So I literally just tuned in. What exactly is this we're talking about today?
We're talking about the importance of reading, good habits, reading habits and good habits for our youngsters. Because I kind of see children struggle with reading or pulling things together when it comes to, you know, sitting down with a book. And I've seen a couple of kids struggle, and I'm like, I wonder why they're struggling. But then I had to sit back and think about it. It's that quality time. We need to spend more quality time in the benefits of rereading books. Sometimes as parents, we get like, oh, look, I'm just too damn tired to read this book to you over and over again. But it's helping them to connect the picture and the words together, and it's helping them decode grammar as well. So that's what we're talking about. I'm so long-winded.
But no, absolutely. I think the biggest thing about reading when it comes to kids is that they have to learn how to read in order to do anything. You have to read your freaking school books. You have to be able to read your, you know, the documents when you're signing them. You have to be able to read what, in order to understand what's going on. You can't just look at something and be like, oh, that's what it is. That's why I initially wasn't really into Instagram, because initially it was like, oh, this is, you know, this is Twitter without words. I'm like, wait, what? Just pictures? That's
stupid. Thank you for sharing.
So, but then, like, more people were getting into it and kind of making that motivational and, you know, becoming, and shout out to Textgram because that makes more sense, you know. It's actually words on pictures and, like, that's what it should have always been from jump. Because between the people were getting focused and the whole thing of, you know, I'm just going to post a picture and whatever, you figure it out. And, you know, and the biggest thing that I've seen, especially when in schools, is that they're going so digital that the kids don't have to read anymore. They can just kind of push a button here, look at this, whatever, get a vision, you know, and that's why I don't like the fact that these kids are texting, because what they're doing is they're texting, but they're putting their texting into emails, into their schoolwork. I actually saw some kind of homework for some kids, and they were in seventh grade, and they said they're using the number four for the word four. There's something wrong with this
situation. There is something wrong with that. And big shout out to Demita, and I'm saying your name wrong. I apologize on Periscope. Thank you guys for the heart. I appreciate it. 478, I definitely see you. I'm going to get to you, but I do agree with you on that. Kids do struggle when it comes to reading, but sometimes they need to be in small settings. When I was a kid and I was in school, I didn't want to be called on to read in front of the class. That's frustrating. I don't need all that type of drama. Just let me do my thing and I will be all right. But the digital time, you're right. I think the digital, and I'm about to go to the call lines to open up because I see you guys waiting. But I believe with the digital and the emails and stuff like that, it's all right because we're going into a technology world. But still at the same time, is taken away from them, their handwriting. They don't have the diddles in school anymore. They took out cursive, and that's crazy. And I'm not going to sit and be going back and forth. And guys, thank you for sharing with your followers. I love you so much, and thank you for the hearts. But I'm not going to be sitting here arguing with no teacher back and forth about what I feel like my child need to be learning. I honestly felt like the mother is the first teacher. The parents is the first teacher, and we need to get back to that. Let's open up the line tonight. Don't go nowhere. 478-397, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio with Diva Ebony B, the Mommy Mom Show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Morris checking in. We down in Warner Robins.
But, what's your name again?
Morris. But I do
I'm
agree,
Morris.
You know,
welcome
a lot
to Mommy
of... What's going on? I do agree, I guess, like my wife is a teacher, so, you know, she talks to me all about, you know, every day on a level, I guess, like what goes on in the classroom, and a lot of times, you know, a lot of it starts at home, you know, a lot of people, you got to, once they get, you know, you send them to school, but once they get home, you got to make sure you break down that information as well, and really thoroughly, you know, give an overview of what they learn, because if not, you know, you're just putting it all on the teacher, and by the time, you know what I'm saying, you realize that there is an issue, then it's kind of too late at that point. So you got to definitely be, you know, take responsibility for your child. Even though you send them to school, you know, you still got to, you know, make sure you putting in your whole 110% effort to make sure that they're learning. And then, you know, you do an overview on whatever they're learning. So, you know, everybody's on the same page. And I got a daughter, she's 10. So, I mean, every day I pick her up, we definitely going over homework. You know, first thing we're doing that first. So, you know.
You hear that? The first thing we're doing is we doing homework, a light little snack before lunch. But
yeah.
We doing homework. That's why it's called homework. And shout out to all the teachers, because these kids run their behinds raggedy at school. Like, and I can't say this enough. The teacher is only there to assist your child. The teacher is not there to, you know, of course the teacher is there is going to be a mentor, be an encourager, but if you are not reflecting the same behavior that the teacher is doing, then you're making it hard. It's like the teacher is on one end, you're on the other end, the child, and going back and forth. You guys should be behind this child, pushing this child up. And then I've seen sometimes parents get the homework and saying, well, what the heck is this? This don't make sense. This stupid. Listen, if you don't overstand, and I say overstand, when you understand, this is Diva's beliefs. Let me say this. Let me give this little disclaimer before somebody get their feelings hurt, but that's okay because you can put your big girl drawers on. Listen. When you overstand something, you have 360 degrees of learning. When you understand something, you are limited. You're limiting yourself under something. So if you don't overstand what the teacher has put in front of your child or is set aside, because they make a lesson plan, right, Morris? They make a lesson plan monthly. Is this correct? They got a lesson plan? I think Morris would. But they have a 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, they got a lesson plan. They pretty much, she's in here working on hers now, so.
For the whole month.
She can get a call too, but yeah. They got a lesson plan working on.
And shout out to that queen. I thank you so much, queen, for putting in all of that hard work, putting those lesson plans together, pulling the visuals together. I mean, everything from, you know, what we're going to learn this week. And then they put an activity together to incorporate what they're going to learn this week. And it's not just all words. They have so many different parts to teach your kid one thing. But as a parent, we need to get side by side with the teacher behind our children and help extend forward, up. Not come in there talking crazy to the teacher because you don't agree with the lesson plan.
Right, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. The teachers didn't make it either. That's the problem. So the problem that we have now is the teachers aren't teaching. You can ask a teacher and they'll tell you they're not teaching. They're feeding these kids rhetoric for these damn tests. That's the issue. These kids aren't learning because they're not being taught, because they're not allowed to be taught, because people are too consumed with what's going on with these stupid tests. I actually went to a teacher strike on Friday, and shout out to the amazing third grade teacher. She said, I don't have students, I have employees. I tell them, forget them daggone tests. This
what?
Is a job. Would you hire? Yes. She said, I don't have students, I have employees. So I tell them, do you want to get a job? Then do your work. Forget about some daggone tests. You are here to do a job. Would you hire you? If the answer is no, you better work harder. I said, that's what they're doing. Forget those tests. You are here to do a job. And if you don't think you would hire you, then you need to work harder. And these kids are 9, and she's killing it. I'm like, shout out to teachers like that, that are saying, these tests don't matter. It's about,
yeah,
about what you know, what you connect with, and the things that you build.
6, 7, 8, I'm coming to you right now, but they are teaching the kids more to test than rather to learn. But that's where we have to come in as the village, and we got to take our time with them and teach them about learning, life skills, teamwork, respect, honesty, patience, organization, consistency. We got to do that. Let's go to 678-879. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio with Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Miss Texas with 730 Dipstead and Esquire. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. All right, Queen. Thank you for calling in.
Perfectly. I want to chime in on this. I mean, first of all, it sounds like everybody forgets, like, we weren't kids before. Like, yeah. It was never fun to sit down and want to do your homework. It was never fun to want to sit down and have to read a book. You want to be the it kid. You want to be outside. You want to be in the crowd. That's why I believe in the Big Brother, Big Sister program, because those type of programs allow you to be out there. They allow you to be hands-on. A lot of kids aren't into reading, and people don't take the time to figure that out. It's like, oh, if you can't read this, you can't do that, then you're the dumb kid. No, take the time to figure out what helps that child learn. Like, I went to private school when I was younger, and my mom, first, you know, we grew up in a different area, and then she moved us up to the suburbs because she wanted us to go to private school so that we could get a better education, so that we could have a better chance in college, which is great. But I also had the Big Brother, Big Sister program to lead me through that, because kids don't only have what we have going on these days. Kids in the 5th and 6th grade have to worry about somebody trying to have sex with them now. It's not like how when we grew up back in the day.
Right.
You can't only be trying to teach your kid to read a book. You got to teach your kid why they have to read the book, and you have to have those type of influences around them, people who they can go out and have fun with, and they can go and read a book with. Sitting them down in the classroom and looking like, okay, you can't read this today. You can't go outside and play until you do this or until you do that. You know, a lot of people do that, and it's like, okay, you're punishing the child, and you're making them be like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to get a punishment if I don't read. I'm going to read it. So at this point, they're not reading because they like to read and because they enjoy it, which means they're not really getting a lesson out of it. They're reading whatever you want them to read and coming back to you and answering whatever questions you want them to answer, and they still have those same behaviors because you didn't take the time to sit down with them and figure out why they don't like what they're doing and find a way to make it better. Like my mom, since my parents owned a record label when I was younger, they got me around different musicians and they would teach me songs to learn my lessons. And it actually helped me, and I still do that till this day. And I feel like telling the child to go to college and all that and get an education is good. A lot of kids don't have those type of family members to put that type of money into them. So it's good to push them into those big brother, big sister programs, because those type of programs help children who don't have that be able to get scholarships and things that they need. And it's good for a child to know that you need an education, but a child also needs to know that you have to work on connections. Because
absolutely,
I went to college and I have an education, but I have a lot of friends who went to college and have an education just like me. Their parents were probably just as well off as mine, or not as well off as mine, and a lot of people don't have those connections, so they didn't get those placements that I got right out of college because I had connections. So it really does make a difference. There's a lot of different steps that goes with a child just getting the education. You can't just say get an education and throw them out there. I know people who went and spent the same I spent about over 30-something grand a year on the education, and they put them burgers at Burger King or McDonald's. You know what I mean? Trying to survive. So you really, it's everything is a step, but, you know, I get what y'all saying.
Go ahead.
I agree with you, Queen, and that's something that you said that, you know, as far as, and what I think I hear you saying is tap into what they are interested in. If you want to
exactly.
teach them, tap into what they're interested in, tap into their natural born skills. If it's something that you like I have a 13-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter, but for this summer that's coming up, because we know summertime is coming and idle time sometimes turn into trouble time when you have teenagers and young adults, but what I was thinking about is, okay, let me sit down before I invest into this YMCA program and before I kick out this money. Let me invest into the things that he likes. I know he likes to build things, so maybe I'll be looking for something in construction, or either go. We take a trip to Home Depot so he can have some projects here while I'm at work or while I'm out in the field networking. I know he likes to make beats, and I know he likes to design shoes. So let me take my money to invest into, you know, he doesn't. We have multiple laptops in the house, and we have a television in the house. I do not allow electronics in the room because he's 13, and it's my job to monitor what the hell he's doing in there.
That's true.
But I looked up a couple of programs of where he can go online and design shoes and save his designs and, you know, share them online. And also, I looked into some things that he could create some beats. But at the same time, I want him to develop. Wow, Queen, you just had me check myself, because I said I want him. It's not necessarily what I want from him. It's what I'm providing from him. But what I would like to see him do is to develop a more interest for learning. Because learning is a lifelong thing. We need to learn. We need to be able to read. And then even working on his communication skills. This texting thing, even grown people, even people that I've done business with, I'm like, listen, stop texting me, call me, so we can talk about what we need to talk about to get you on air. I'm not going to sit back and forth. You know how many things I got to do? Yes, I'm a mother. I have arms like an octopus, but one of those arms is not to be sitting here texting you all day. I don't like that. I like to talk to people. I do. I like the human interaction, and I think that's what, before I throw it over to Denaya and take another music break with Queen, I want to get your social networking before I go, but I like human interaction, but I think that that's what our youth, the younger generation now from 17 down, is now missing now where we are. They're missing the humor and the human interaction with each other, sitting down, looking you in the eye, talking, exchange, you know, just looking at body language. I don't need an emoji for me to say, oh, I like you. Damn those emojis. I can't stand I mean, let me stop because I go on a rant and rave. But Queen, put out your social information. Tell us where we can find you and how we can network with you as well, and how I can get you on my Frontline Friday show on Friday to showcase one of your sets and get all up in your Kool-Aid.
Yes, hit me up at Miss Texas. It's at MST3XAS.
Okay.
And hit me up anytime, and I will definitely love to get on one of your shows and let you get all up in this Kool-Aid, girlfriend.
Yes.
And I'm like, I have to get my uncle on the line with you guys. My uncle is Fred Alexander from the Lakeside Band. So, you know, I grew up with Smokey Robinson and them calling the house phone and everything.
Nice.
So I can definitely get him on the line with you.
I would love to do that. I would love to connect and network and we all come together and have you guys on the show and go on down memory lane and build new memories, because that's what it's all about. Networking.
Exactly.
Networking is a network. All the time.
Yes. And if you guys do any donations for the kids, like school books and all of that stuff, you know, have Fred in the mail, like send it out in the group message, and I'll make sure that I put in on that. I'm definitely interested in that.
Awesome.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. We definitely want to do something for the kids. We did, not last year, but the last before that is the Back to School Blast, and we were able to be blessed with 500 book bags. We collected donations from everyone. We kind of put some muscle behind it, too, because we started going to the schools like a month before they closed. Like, look, can we get your donations? We were able to put together 500 book bags with the school supplies in it and had the artists come out. It was beautiful. I love doing stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's always good to give back.
It is always a give back. Isn't it nice to invest into a small little seed and watch it grow into a strong, strong tree?
Isn't that a great feeling?
It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio on the Mommy Mom Show. We're going to go ahead and take a music break. And when we come back, I know everybody is like, oh, we're going to talk about that topic. We're going to talk about that topic. We're going to talk about this topic with these horny teenagers. We got to talk about it. And we ain't even got horny teenagers no more. We got elementary kids. But we got to talk to them. We got to talk about their bodies and how they feeling uncomfortable and how they presenting themselves. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to the Mommy Mob Show. Let's go ahead and take another music break because I'm on my job. Young AJ, On My Job featuring Trick Daddy. Let's do it.
Your daddy dollars. Young AJ, tell him what I say.
Man, I'm on my job, but I don't clock in. I'm my own boss, trying to taste my dream and employ my friend. So we could all be straight, and we could feed these kids, and we could teach these kids. If you work real hard and you do the right thing, you could live like this. But we gotta be strong, we gotta use our mind, we gotta shape that right, that wrong. And it's gonna take time, but you gotta be swift, cause the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right. If you wanna be great, then you gotta be real. You can never be fake. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go eight, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like in a good sense. None of y'all really ain't dumb, but you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you will never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh. If you own your job,
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm
good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it.
They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm
good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, and I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
It'll all go wrong if you can't get it right. So if you can't go left, my world go straight. Gonna change your life. You done earned your stripes, but this time get it right. For the kids that don't watch, you done made that bed and paid that price. Now it's time to live your life. Utilize your skills. Invest in deals that'll help with the bills. Can't run for your fears. Not if you love, honor, and respect your peers. What kind of life that is? If you live for the hope, then die by the. How you gonna get rich if you flipping bricks but ain't saving up? See, y'all niggas dumb, but you ain't that bright. See, y'all go to jail, y'all just gon' tear. But you still get life, that's right. Now how you gon' get back when you can't go forward? You got to die, you got to rap, and you work with them boys. Now everybody gon' know it.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it. They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm
good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job.
And they ain't got nothing for it.
They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm
good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job. And I love this shit. And I'd rather be here than to be in the streets selling drugs and shit.
He don't wanna see me fall under the influence, but I'm a buddy. So I try to be cool, cause there's some kids that's in me school. When they hear me rapping, the number one rule is to raise your young to be the best they can. And everything they do, man, we gotta unite. Homie, I'm just saying, I never try to tell you how to raise your child, but you gotta quit playing. Gotta shoot for the stars, I don't know about them, but we gotta teach ours. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go hard, go ham, go boom. And I mean that like, in a good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb, but you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, me and life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you'll never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh if you're on your job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it, they ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job, is my job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they got nothing for it, they ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job, is my job.
I'ma still be on my J-O-B, my job. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Morris, I'm going to come to you with this and the queen as well, because I know sometimes you guys probably be in school or your wife is in school, and some of the teachers out there deny you were a teacher as well. But when you see a child come to school and it's showing sexual behavior to another child, making another child uncomfortable, or, you know, how do you go to a parent and say, hey, listen, your child is being real managed at school. How would you handle that? Morris, I'm going to come over to you.
To be honest, I mean, I guess that would be an uncomfortable conversation that you would have to have with a parent. Unfortunately, you know, I'm not actually a teacher, so I don't know exactly. I guess it would be a tough conversation, but it would be one that would have to be had. But, you know, I know if it was my daughter, though, I would probably, you know, I don't know, you know. So that's a tough situation, really. You know, if she was telling me that, you know, something was going on in school, someone was making her feel uncomfortable, you know, I would definitely have to, you know, address the school, the teacher. You know, the principal, I get everybody involved until we find a solution, you know. But I really don't know exactly the best way to handle that, you know what I'm saying? To be honest, being a male, I don't know.
Yeah, you got to
be
like, listen,
it'd be different if I had a son. Well, I do have a son, but it'd be different if I had a younger son or something like that. But, I mean, that's kind of a tough situation, especially for a father.
It's a tough situation for a mother too, because first of all, mothers, yeah, we are brown bears. Don't mess with a brown bear cubs. I'll turn into a grizzly bear on you before you know it. And then it's snatched and ripped. But, you know, one thing about with some mothers, we'll be mad about it, but about time we get to the school or call somebody, we like, okay, I've calmed down. I got to handle this in a situation. And my son is in the eighth grade now. He's 13 years old. And he had this boy in his class that is gay. Well, he thinks he's gay or whatever the case may be, but he kept making advances at my son. And
oh, Lord.
Yeah. Wow. And it was really, you know, at first I was like, well, Makai, what do you mean? He like, listen, he was coming over trying to get my son's attention, and then he would come and just kind of try to lay his head on him and stuff like that. He said, Mom, I'm not gay. I don't have anything against people that's gay. That's their life. But it's making me feel uncomfortable, and I'm ready to punch him in his grill. And my first instinct was to say, go ahead, punch him in his grill. But that's not right.
Oh, don't do that. Yeah.
That as a parent. So I went up to the school, and I said, listen, we need to have a meeting, and not now, but right now, because my son feels uncomfortable with this young man constantly throwing passes at him and advances at him, and he's not gay. Now, we're not going to try to, you know, put you on a cross and stone you, that's your business. You got to deal with the Lord however way you want to deal with him. And, you know, that has nothing to do with us. But my son is feeling uncomfortable. And if he puts his hand on him, then it's going to be a bigger issue. So we scheduled a meeting, which took like 2 weeks later, mind you. And the mother came in there, and she didn't even know that her son was making these advances and even felt this way. So you can just imagine this lady sitting in there in pure denial.
Right.
I'm talking about she was in pure denial, like, my son don't do that. My son, we don't have that going on. We are Christian people, and my son would never do that. I don't even know why we here. This is wasting my time. I said, hold on, boo-boo. Let me go ahead and bring you to the water. Let me go ahead and pour some holy water on you. Because this has been going on for a while. We start pulling out the write-ups that he would get. He was not just being promiscuous with my son. It was other boys. I said, now, this is not to stab at you, or this ain't, I'm not here to turn the heat up on you. But my son gonna punch your son in the mustache if you keep trying to touch him. And he tried to touch Makai in an inappropriate way. I said, now, this is something that y'all need to be having a discussion about. This is why we are having this meeting. Do you know that lady snatched her son out of that school? The next week, that boy was gone. Where he went, I don't know where he went. But do I think she did him justice by snatching him out and trying to hide him and probably locking him up in the house? No, it's only going to make it worse because now he's going to be more curious to do more stuff.
Now, but even beyond that, I think the problem with that situation. What happened?
I said, I'm going to go ahead and shut up and sip my tea. You can go ahead and chime in, Queen.
But the problem with that whole situation is the fact that that kid thought he had. The fact that that's the whole Christian, blah, 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 whatever behavior is the problem to begin with. The fact that this kid had he felt that he had to express himself outside, at school, because he can't do it at home. He can't come to his mother and say, you know, this is the way I feel, because she's going to be like, well, you're a Christian. You can't be a Christian and be gay, and I'm not going to that situation. That's a whole, that's the problem of the black church. But anyways, you know, but that kind of mess is why her child is doing that, because she can't come to mom and say, you know, hey, you know, I feel this way. This is not a phase. This is what, and I'm sure he's been that way since he was little. I guarantee you, if he's 13, he's probably been acting the same way since he was like 3 or 4. So I'm sure it's nothing new. My mom's denying it. And so now all she's doing is going to turn him into one of those kids that's either going to try to hide it, which is very detrimental, or he's not going to be comfortable at home, and that's going to be miserable for him, and that's not fair.
But that boy can get real hurt, you know, one day.
Exactly.
You don't play with a heterosexual man like that. He can really...
No, you don't. Right.
Like, down, and he's not able to express himself at home, but that don't mean you come to school and you express yourself on our kids. We not with that. Our kids come there, you know, and it's too much. It's
he's
too
so
much.
Confused. And that's the problem. Like I said, the problem is he's so confused by this because his parents are telling him, no, that's not true. It's a phase, yada, yada, yada. Like I said, I'm sure he told them this before and they didn't listen, and that. And so he's just not comfortable talking to them. So he's lashing out because I'm sure he's getting all that crap at home. So that's a mess. That's a huge mess. And I pray that he can get his family can get that together, because that's a mess for him to be that scared to, you know, for his parents to be like, for his parents to act like they don't know is the problem to begin with. Because they knew or whatever, then they could, like, there are programs he could be in where he could be comfortable and all that kind of stuff. But because he's not in those kind of programs, he's
but
just
denial,
acting that way.
Denial is not going to help the child. And denial
it's not
helping them. It's not helping them. Even with children who has, you know, behavior issues and putting their hands on kids in the school and carrying on, this is not helping us. This is why we come together as a mob of mothers and be able to talk about this. I think too many parents and too many moms out there or fathers or grandmothers, grandfathers, we so quick to to hide away from correction, which we think mm-hmm. is judging. You know, correction is totally different. I'm not judging you, because when I point my finger at you, it's three fingers pointing back at me.
Exactly.
That's just it. And CM Bailey said, the little badass kid. You guys can check me out on Periscope, too. I'm live on Periscope. I see you guys on Periscope. But, you know, for a little boy to be hitting a little girl, sometimes they say, oh, that's just love taps.
Exactly. Oh man.
Punch her in the eye because that's love taps. Or she just kicked them in the butt because that's love taps. That's not love taps. That's inappropriate behavior. That's not what you're supposed to do. But when the children break out in a fight, then it becomes a big problem. Now they want to suspend your child from school or whatever the case may be. And a lot of these parents are just using school for child care for their children because they don't want
to. Whole nother issue.
I'm gonna call
right.
your parents out right now. Let me adjust my crown. Let me straighten my crown, y'all. I'm gonna call you parents out that send your kids to school. Don't show up to communicate. Don't participate in what the class is doing. Don't help. Don't donate. Don't show up to know any PTAs and late to the parent conference, teacher conference. I'm going to hit y'all if y'all late one more time to these teacher-parent conferences. Going and messing up somebody else's time and wasting the teacher's time. Now, let me tell you something. That teacher is with your child, what, 7-8 hours a day?
Mm-hmm.
5 days a week. Hey, Ali Joseph, I see you in a Periscope, baby. Mwah. Give me hearts. I love you. This teacher is with your child 40 hours a day, most likely more time than what you are with your child on a daily basis. You can show, please take the time out to show these teachers some love. If your teacher is constantly calling or sending notes home saying such and such wouldn't sit in their seat, such and such is disruptive to the classroom, such as what has inappropriate behavior. Take the time on your day off, because you're going to get a day off. I'll pop up at my son's school. I'll pop up at my little one's childcare if I need to and sit in. Stop sending these kids off and dumping them off on the teachers because you don't want to be bothered with them. The teacher is there to teach, not to parent. It is not their job to parent your kid. It is not their job to sit there and to constantly have to deal with behavior issues with your. They're trying to teach them teamwork. They're trying to teach them honesty and respect. But if it's right. if it's not coming from home, do you know how frustrated that teacher goes to? And guess what? That teacher may ask the kids when she get home. Now yeah. he or she all tired of running around with your little bad behind ass kids, and now she got to go home tired. And you know, got to get her feet rubbed on the daily. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right.
Nobody. And if your parents getting mad, Ali Jones says parents are not invested as they were at one point. They are using teachers as their replacements. Girl, yes. The teacher is not a replacement for you. The teacher is only there to teach them. They're teaching them what they have, their lesson plans according to what the Board of Education says, and they're being creative. They're loving on your child, but they are not your replacement. Just imagine if your child started going to school and said, all right, Ebony, my child said to me, all right, Ebony, I'll see you later. I'm going to go chill with my mother. Or, all right, James, I'll see you later. I'm going to go chill with my father. How would you feel?
Right.
How would you feel? Because that's exactly what's going on. So if it's constant, the teachers tried to speak with the vice president. What they got now? ISP, in-school suspension, where they go. And it's just basically detention. But we got this problem student that we got to constantly have to deal with that's interrupting our lesson plan 6-7 minutes into and after all this hard work. And y'all wonder why them teachers be going off and busting them kids upside their head. I couldn't be a teacher because I'll pull out a belt and I'll whoop your kid ass. I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I couldn't do it because I don't want to deal with the parents. That's the reason I chose not to do it.
A lot of these kids don't even need a whooping. The parents need a whooping.
And that's the thing. I said talk about out-of-school suspension. And the thing about out-of-school suspension is this. If your kid's already missing school, out-of-school suspension ain't nothing but a party day for them. And so, like, you have to get to the point where where these kids understand the importance of, like I said, of learning as opposed to school. Because these damn, I'm gonna say flat out, these schools aren't teaching these kids a damn thing. What they're doing is they're teaching them rhetoric. They're not teaching them to read, write, and arithmetic. They can't even sign a check at this point. The parents have to take over and teach their children like they're supposed to do in the first place. Take them off these freaking computers, unless it's something that they actually need, unless they're actually networking. Pay attention to what your kids are doing. Because there should be no cyberbullying. Your kids should know if they do this mess, they're going to get in trouble. Not a situation where, it's gotten to the point where these kids are sitting there committing suicide because they're sitting there and they're getting tortured at school, then getting tortured at home and can't get away from it. People are like, oh, cyberbullying is just, cyberbullying is something, oh, they can just turn off the computer. No, you can't because everything's digital. So if these kids are going to school, getting tortured the entire day, coming home, trying to do their homework, getting emails, text messages, I hate you, you're evil, you're this, you're that, whatever. The entire day, 24/7, all you get is hate towards you. And you can't talk to your parents because your parents don't care because they're working or they're doing whatever. Yes, they're going to feel like they have no one to talk to. Yes, they're going to feel like they have no hope because you have gotten to the point where you have allowed your child to feel that way. Your kids should never feel that way. But that's why these kids sitting there committing suicide because y'all sitting up there and just don't know what's going on, don't care. Because it affects your bottom line.
Shooting up the schools, too. But you got a good point about that. And I don't know why an 11, 12-year-old, I don't even know why a 13-year-old, 14, why y'all got a phone? Who y'all calling?
Right.
Who you networking with? What job is you going to?
Exactly.
Go outside. I mean, now we can't even tell our kids to go outside no more because you got crazies everywhere. But then I take that back. There are still some good, well-rounded people out there, some good neighborhoods. But why do you have a phone if you can't have a job? Like, even with my son. My son has a phone, but he only use that phone for he don't get it when he go to school. I try to let him use the phone when he go to school because I'm like, listen, by the time you get home from school, I don't get that yet, so I need to know where you are. So what
right.
I did is I used the phone as a tracker.
Mm-hmm.
I put enough minutes on that phone. It's a prepaid phone, and what I
mm-hmm.
did is I went to Pray. Pray is an app that you can download on your children's phone because it is a distraction when they get to school and their cell phone. My son does not have a Facebook. He's not allowed to have a Facebook. My son don't have a MySpace, none of that stuff. And make sure you guys tune in live to the show on blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Follow the show when we're going to get updates when we're going to be live and whatnot. 404, I'm about to get to you, but I use the phone more as a tracking device than what he's able to use it to make calls. CM Bailey said, my kids did not have a phone until they started traveling alone at 14 and one at 16. See, when they start traveling alone, we need to
right.
know where they are. I don't know why 11, 12-year-olds, 9-year-olds got smartphones. I don't understand that part. Let me open up the line for 404 so they can get in here and jump right into this gumbo. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. 404-637, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio on the Mommy Mile Show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up, though? This internationally known DJ Shine, man. I'm out here in Japan ripping the Esquire DJs, man. Just checking in, seeing what's going on.
DJ Sean, thank you for tuning in. We're talking about our youth on today. We're talking about from the youth on and up. And what we were just discussing, as far as these children having all these electronics, I know it's a digital world. I know they're learning a lot of things. You got apps and stuff on the phone that's going to help them. But it's a distraction when they go to school with these phones. So why does an 11, 12-year-old, 9, 10-year-old, 13-year-old, why do a kid have a phone that can't pay the bill no way? That's what I'm trying to understand. Why
exactly.
is that being allowed now?
Well, I mean, honestly, me personally, I feel like it's not even the kids' decision. I think it's the kids want and the parents just get. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like opening up Pandora's box. You never know what you're going to get until you open it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And once you do, you can't close it. So, if you entice kids or kids see, they see a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But you as a parent have to cipher that out for them or at least give them a reason why they're not ready for that kind of stuff yet. You know, I know when I was growing up, it wasn't no such thing as, you know, cell phone or nothing like that. Like, the first cell phone I got was a Nokia. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Nokia!
Yep. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
You know, and it's really just, you know, trying to teach a kid on what, how to use a phone and what to use a phone for. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are caught up in the social media, and the kids see that. You know, the Instagram, the Snapchats, and all the, you know, the Facebooks and stuff like that. So, you know, they're more prone to want to do it because, one, everybody is doing it, and two, maybe the parents are doing it a lot. You know what I'm saying? So if the parents is not teaching them the right and the wrong way of doing it, you know what I'm saying, you can't really blame the kid.
I do agree with that, DJ Sean, as far as teaching the children responsibility of what this phone is. They're going to go left anyway, but at least you can constantly, and it's a consistent thing. You can't just give something to a child and think that they're going to do the right thing right off back. No.
Oh, absolutely.
It has to be consistent, drilled into them, taught into them, darn verbatim. Because when you do things over and over again, you start to master the skill. And I know that we live, see him say, I talk all day long to these kids. I know you do, Queen. It's okay. Right. And sometimes it gets very frustrating. But what I'm doing with my young king is I use it as a tracking device. He can only text me. He can't call me. There's no, first of all, you're in school, so you ain't got no business on the phone anyway. But I know where his mood is and where he's going. And does he know that? Yes. I don't hide anything from my kid. And don't need me to hide this from you. This is what is happening. This is what we're doing. This is where we're going. So
right.
Big shout out to the X-Squad DJs for calling up in this thing. You over in Japan. I gotta make my way over there to you because I like it over there. I went there like 4 years ago. Nice. What you doing in Japan, DJ?
Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? I made that transition, you know what I'm saying, was planning a couple months ago, you know, just to open my horizon a little bit more. And, you know, I lived here for 8 years, a few years back. So, you know, I'm moving back just because, I mean, I feel more comfortable here, you know, getting a whole bunch of paperwork put together so I can open up a recording studio out here.
Awesome.
And, just start dealing more with more artists instead of, you know, people that say that they're artists.
Right. Exactly.
I know that's
exactly.
Right. I get it, because every artist now is, this my time right now. It's my time. It's my time.
Right.
You didn't like after
right.
You wait your turn after you wait your term. It is not
right,
your
right.
time with no following.
You know,
how is it your time and you don't have a following? Somebody explain that to me. But that's
exactly.
Another show.
Right,
you know, a lot of people.
I got your number here. I'm going to give you a call later on in the week to get you on my Frontline Friday show so you can showcase some of your set and get all up in your Kool-Aid.
That's what's up. I'm down for it. You
all
know,
right,
a lot of artists say it's their time, but they don't ever wear a watch.
Exactly. Exactly. I love that.
I'm going to have a good time with you. DJ Sean, tell us where to find you at on the social media outlets and how we can go and groove out to your music, man.
Well, you know, pretty much it's if you're looking up on Instagram, it's I am DJ Sean. You can, if you want to listen to any kind of mixes I have, or, you know, to keep up, I guess, you can go to IamDJShine.com. You can download the app if you want to. You know, it'll be greatly appreciated on my side. You know, Twitter is DJ Sean Playlist. If you want to send me any records and the music or anything like that, you can go to DJ Sean Playlist at ymail.com. Yes, ymail. I know a lot of people be like, man, you sure it's ymail? Like, yeah, I'm positive it's ymail. ymail.com. And, you know, you just you know, I'm on pretty much everything but Snapchat. You know.
I definitely appreciate that. When we out here networking, that's how you got to do it. I'm here, I'm there, Google me, I'm over there, especially when you're building a brand and building of business or building an empire and going into closing the show before we go into a music break and close up this show, I want to encourage and thank you for everybody that called in. Thank you for everybody that's on Periscope. I see your hearts. You're showing me love. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And if you want to be showcased, interviewed, or promoted right here on Frontline Fridays and throughout my 1,000 network, a global network, all you have to do is send me an email at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. And also check out our syndicated show on Next Phase Radio in Chicago each and every Friday. We're syndicating in Chicago. We're syndicating in Texas, New York, and now we'll be syndicated starting tomorrow in Las Vegas. So we definitely appreciate that. Take a look at all of the promo tweets and you can check us out. But I want to encourage everybody today because Mommy Moms is the near and dear show to me, and I love being a mother. I love doing mother stuff. I love being a queen besides all the hats that I wear. But we have to invest that quality time into our children. Even if, because I think a lot of times we get so caught up with making that money. Yo, I got to get out here. I got to network. I got to make that money. I got to provide for them. I got to make sure they got a roof over their head, clothes over their back, you know, food in their mouth. But if you're not nurturing their souls, none of that stuff is going to matter. We got to start. We go and invest all this time, 50, 60 hours a week, 40, 50, 60 hours a week into a company that's not going to do anything for us at the end of the day and literally can let us go whenever they want to. Like, at any given moment, you're no longer needed. But guess what? Your kid is always going to need you. That is your investment. They're always going to need you. When you see them, when they come in the house or school, when you pick them up in childcare for school, the first thing you need to say is, man, I love you. I'm so proud of you. I missed you. Even if they feel like it's corny. But they need to hear that. We need to dig them up and give them responsibilities in the house and outside the house. My 2-year-old looks like they load up the dishwasher. At first, I was like, girl, get out this kitchen. But I had to check myself and say, you know what? Come on. Let me rinse this out and just let you put it in there. She wants to help. She's learning that. That's part of her motor skills. If I'm telling her, no, get out this kitchen, then I'm not helping her out. My 13-year-old, he likes to go take out the garbage. Which I didn't know one, no 13-year-old, but he likes to take out the garbage because he knows right now he's the man. Well, he's always going to be the man in the house. Let me say that. He would correct that. He's going to be the man in the house, but he loves to help and to make things are in order. So let's spend quality time with our children, investing more time into letting them know how much we care about them, showing up to their events, paying attention to their projects and their grades and their success. And even when they fall, when they don't succeed the way that you thought they were going to see, you need to let them know, you know what? You may not have been able to complete that goal right there, but what have you learned from this goal where we can get back on track? And the next time it come around, we're going to kill it. We're going to knock it out.
That's awesome.
You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. You guys, make sure you check me out this Wednesday at We Out Here Wednesdays. I got a surprise for y'all for We Out Here Wednesdays. You're going to get the email blast and text. And look forward because we're going to have DJ Shine coming on in a week or two to the Frontline Friday squad up. Big shout out to the X-Squad DJs. Big shout out to the Coast DJs, the Core DJs. Big shout out to CM Bailey. I definitely see you, everybody, on Periscope. Big shout out to Next Phase Radio. Big shout out to Denia Azure Designs. Make sure you check them out, too. We're going to get out of here with some music because it's time for me to get into mommy mode. Keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm up out of here.
For Sherelle.
and I